Do you think the technology has helped us to become more socially adept, or do you think it's isolated us into our own little worlds?
All right. So you should know that I am a technology evangelist with a lowercase
right.
e, but I'm also a skeptic. So obviously, you know my bias is I'm pro-technology. I believe technology in the long run makes things cheaper, better, faster. That doesn't mean it does that to every single thing, and doesn't mean that you can't get isolated, as we've seen with some of this technology. We have seen people addicted in a way that they, at the expense of everything else, they spend their time doing whatever it is online. But at the same time, I can give you any number of stories about how people have been affected in a positive way. And we should also acknowledge that journalists like stories where of problems rather than you know, grandma connects with young grandson over email, and they're sharing homework projects. They're doing homework together on the internet. Boring story. You know, young kid allegedly cyber stalked and bullied by someone online. Story. That's part of kind of journalism in itself and how it looks, unfortunately, at the news. And despite all the bad news you see about technology on the front page of the paper or on TV, I believe that the vast majority of the internet is at worst kind of harmless or, you know, it's not a problem. But of course there are pockets of problems, and people should really be vigilant, skeptical, careful. But that's not the message that the media sends out.